I hope Christian Gonzalez is ready.
He better be. He's in quite the division.
I mean, look, if his interview every other week on this show is any indication,
he's always ready.
I think he's going to be ready for anything you throw at him.
I would agree.
But he better be ready for what's going on in the AFC East. Davante Adams, we talked about yesterday.
Yes.
We get off the air, and it's all of a sudden Amari Cooper to the Bills.
Woo!
So a lot of competition in the division, a lot of talent at wide receiver in the division. How does it change things? And how do the Patriots catch up with some of the other wide receivers throughout the division? Things we'll get to here today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We're talking the crossover. I want to get to Brady officially, a part owner of the Vegas Raiders. What does that mean for him on television? Why weren't the Patriots involved? Were they involved? And did Brady say no? We can get to Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. Jacksonville, both of them, I think, are interestingly tied to this game. Bill could get a second chance in Jacksonville. Mac Jones could get a second chance as a quarterback in Jacksonville. So where do things stand there? We'll also get to Drake May and is standing in the AFC already among quarterbacks. So a lot of topics on the show today, Keith. What was that? Like a little slumby, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams? Like,
a little snooze over, those two. Those guys are best buds. Probably Rogers, GoldenEye.
Does Rodgers have bunk beds in his house? Like,
I don't know what's going on there.
If you don't know what we're talking about, that was McAfee yesterday. They're talking to Rodgers like they do every week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Davante Adams out of nowhere just like walks out like he just grabbed a snack in the kitchen. He just waves hi to the camera.
He's a walk of shame right behind Aaron Rodgers. He's like, we're live?
Magic bathrobes and slippers? Like, what was that?
If Antonio Brown can live with Tom Brady, I'm pretty sure Davante Adams can live with Aaron Rodgers for a little bit. You got to find a place, right?
It's true.
If you watch that receiver show, Davante Adams had an awesome place right outside of Vegas.
Well, if you watch any of the commercials, he's got a Taco Bell in his house.
He's got a freaking Taco Bell in his house.
So awesome.
So he's doing pretty great. But yeah, he had like a little birthday party for his kid. Everybody came over. It was quite a thing. So they got to move and all that. But I wouldn't be shocked if in the meantime, he's living with Aaron Rodgers. I just hope his hamstring's okay, because I know he's been out the last few weeks with a hamstring injury. So he might, he's got to ice that up. But no, I mean, this is the last ditch effort for the Jets. We talked about it yesterday. This was the last kind of, you're already committed to Aaron Rodgers. You fired Robert Saleh. You're trying to salvage this season. They're 2-4, but they're one game out of a playoff spot. So what other opportunity is there for them? And this was the only one really left out there. You brought in a whole bunch of other former Packers. You might as well bring in one of the best. I still think Adams is really good. So, and maybe this is just my stubbornness, because I thought the Jets were going to be good going into the year, but I'm not willing to give up on them yet.
I still believe.
I think they can turn it around. I think Adams is that good, and I think maybe it gives Rodgers a little kick in the ass.
No, I feel better about their chances. I still don't love them, but I feel a lot better about their chances with Davante Adams than without. Never mind the Bills getting Amari Cooper, who I don't know what he has left in the tank, but my guess is the issue in Cleveland wasn't him.
No.
The issue in Cleveland was Deshaun Watson.
Awful.
And so you have these teams going out and getting receivers in your division. How much does it change things big picture for the AFC East? You can jump in on that at 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937. I know Greg said the text line was being rude earlier today. Was that the Twitch chat? Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
They're being rude?
It's a good place to be rude.
All right, hop in.
We see all of it. You can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI or interact with the show. Lots of ways to do that on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keith. We didn't talk about the Cooper trade at all yesterday. It happened right after we got off the air. Mm-hmm. I asked you this yesterday about Davante Adams. You said, yeah, the Patriots should have called. The Patriots should have offered the third rounder, which can be a conditional second. I don't know if we ever mentioned the stipulations on that.
Yeah.
It's Davante Adams has to be a first or second team All-Pro, which
he won't be.
Not going to happen.
Well, he's missed a couple games. Even if he has a great rest of the way, there's so many good receivers. Like,
correct.
He just won't be.
He
can have a really good year and not be All-Pro.
He won't be first or second team All-Pro if the Jets make the AFC title game, which I also don't think will happen, but that would be worth it, obviously, if they get there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
For it to become a second-round pick. Good trade.
Yeah.
And I wish the Patriots called on that. Did you want the Patriots to call on Amari Cooper?
So, less so, right? Like, all these guys, like, I want them to get a star receiver, and you go through all the different names, right? Calvin Ridley, it was just money. Brandon Ayuk, it was money and a trade. For Amari Cooper and Adams, it would have been a trade and then probably money, right? Because you don't want those guys leaving anytime, and you want to commit to those guys.
Well, just to jump in, I heard Rap Sheet say this yesterday. Like, apparently where it really went south with Cooper, beyond just the play on the field with Cleveland this year, where it really went south is when they were sniffing around on Ayuk. and they wanted to give Ayuk a bunch of money, and he's like,
hold on a second.
What are you giving him money for?
No, he's me. He's good, and, you know, comparing him to the Patriots guys, he might be great. But I just feel like if you're willing to make a trade for a third-round pick, which could be the first pick of the third round, the way this season is going, you're committing a lot of money to him, I wouldn't. You know, like, I think Davante Adams is better than Brandon Ayuk, who is better than Amari Cooper, who is better than Calvin Ridley, and, like, all those guys down. So I think the Patriots are better off at this point probably just waiting to the end of the season, seeing who's out there, seeing if T. Higgins is really, truly available, throwing a lot of money there, and or probably having to put together a trade, because more often than not, guys are going to have to be done through a trade. I don't know if the true elite guys just straight up hit free agency.
Right. Like,
that doesn't really happen. We talked about this year.
Higgins might hit free agency. Is he a true elite guy?
He might be that next notch down, but the opportunity to be elite.
Yeah.
Like, he's sort of like, we haven't seen it yet, but I feel like he could be. You might be able to unlock him.
Ridley,
badly.
No. Curran asked us yesterday. He's like, well, do you want Ridley? I was like, yeah, I still do.
Yeah.
They could still use Ridley in this room. Yeah, but Ridley, T. Higgins, those are the kind of guys who can get to free agency. The real big ticket guys, I'm with you. It's probably a trade, or you got to draft and develop your own.
So what's funny to me, too, is about the Bills. So at the beginning of the year, Steph Diggs is gone. I'm like, man, that's going to be a major shock to that offense, to Josh Allen, no Steph Diggs. And they started out a house of fire, and you're like, oh, maybe they don't need him. And then they've kind of gone, they've dipped a little bit. I know they won on Monday night, but it was, you know, a close, hard-fought game, not really all that high scoring. And so 6 weeks in, they realized, oh, no, we need a receiver. Like, this is very important. So, now, they traded a third-round pick, so it's not like they went crazy. They didn't, you know, give up a one or even a two. But they realized how important that position was for them. And, like, to your initial point, like, the AFC East is kind of crazy right now. And I know they have nobody to throw them the ball in Miami, but you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle in Miami. Buffalo just added Amari Cooper. They used the second-round pick on Keon Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And then the New York Jets have Garrett Wilson, who was a first-round pick, and a rookie of the year. And then you now have Davante Adams, so you trade a 3, maybe a 2 for him, who at one point I still think is probably a top 6 receiver in the league. I like Adams a lot. I think he's that good still.
Okay, wow.
I don't think you can have him outside your top 10. But anyway, so they add those guys. And then meanwhile, the Patriots have Pop Douglas, who they got in the 6th round, who's coming off a good game.
Real career high, Keith.
A career high.
And one touchdown.
He got a tug. And he is, a 6th round pick.
Yep.
And then you have Jalen Polk, who might not even be on the field this weekend, who's your second-round pick.
And if he is, it's a coin flip if he's catching it, if that.
Different approaches on how to get receivers.
It's
either
approach.
Investing first-round picks, trading first-round picks, trading second-round picks, or, you know, a 6th-rounder who's like 5'7".
Well, and to me, that's the story. Just looking at the AFC East, look at how, and you can say all the other teams have their quarterbacks, and you're right. I mean, all the other teams have their quarterback, I think. I mean, Josh Allen, what?
Well, Tua, I mean, how many games is so Tua's going to be out for a while. And then when he comes back, are you like, how many games is he going to play next year?
I don't guarantee anything. But
on paper, they signed him to a lot of money.
And I do think, you see how valuable he is there. Like, how much they've just dropped off a cliff without him.
Yeah.
I think if anything,
their fourth stringer has not been able to.
I mean, if anything, his stock has gone up in my mind being out because they miss him so much.
The best ability is availability.
It's true.
And he is not all that available.
He, this year, and 2 years ago was not. Last year he was out there the whole year.
True.
So I would say all the other teams in the division have their quarterback, but look at how they all build. You just went through it. The Bills have now let Diggs walk or traded him and said, ooh, you know what? We do need a receiver. Boom, Amari Cooper.
But isn't that pretty telling? So Josh Allen, who we all think is the second best quarterback in the NFL, even they are saying it's not fair to just have Josh Allen take these receivers and make the most out of it. Like, we actually need to support him. We're going to go out there and trade for a guy who was a former first round pick and a guy that we're going to get for, you know, a 3 right now.
Like,
they knew it was important to help Josh Allen.
Like,
so I'm pretty sure it's important to help Drake May.
Okay, but Josh Allen will elevate the guys around him to a point. Like, they're 4-2 and they were going to make the playoffs, I think, either way, with or without Amari Cooper. So Josh Allen gets you to a certain point just on his own. Having an elite quarterback like that gets you somewhere on his own.
But if you want to settle, which I like.
Right. If you want to go compete for a championship, then he's going to need some help. And so I think that's what they're doing, or at least attempting to do. Is Cooper the right guy we can debate? So they go out and get him. The Jets, you just illustrated it. They drafted Garrett Wilson. They now add Davante Adams. You know, never mind, well-documented in Miami. They draft Jalen Waddle. They add Tyreek Hill. And you have what you have.
You got Pop on the Tape Douglas, Jalen Polk, Kendrick Bourne, Kayshawn
Booty.
We
love Kendrick Bourne on this show.
Wait, was Booty also a 6th-round pick?
Yeah, that sounds right. He was a day three pick for sure.
So
I don't remember the
round. Your top two receivers are sixth round picks.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
How are the other teams doing it? Okay.
So what's the better approach? I think we all know the answer, but I'm not sure yet. It's striking for Elliott Wolf.
It's like
you look at it and you go, hey, do you see how everybody else is doing it?
Yeah.
And then you're doing it this way, and that's just frustrating is all I would say.
Would you have traded for Amari Cooper?
Okay, so Cooper, I think, is where I draw the line.
Yeah, okay.
And here's why. Is he on his fourth team? I was just looking this up.
Yeah, he plays a little hot potato. He was drafted by the Raiders.
The Raiders drafted him fourth overall,
Do you remember how good he was in college?
Okay,
though?
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a hit, but like...
I mean, that's pretty high for him.
He's one of those guys that you look at and say, boy, he was a top five pick. For everybody who was, Marvin Harrison Jr. won't miss. This is one that I thought was right on the line when we were talking about it, where I'm like...
He's a five-time Pro Bowler.
If you got Amari Cooper, or if Marvin Harrison Jr. is Amari Cooper, are you happy with that?
No, not Marvin Harrison.
I would go back and forth on that. So the idea of the Patriots drafting a receiver at three, if he was Amari Cooper, I wouldn't love that. But here's the deal. The Raiders drafted him. They traded him to Dallas. Dallas moved on, traded him to Cleveland. Now after 3 years in Cleveland, Cleveland is moving on.
But do you remember when he went to Dallas, Dak Prescott was not much of a thrower, and then they got Amari Cooper, and you're like, oh, he can throw.
Yeah, he unlocked
They were like a running team until they got Amari Cooper. I think he's very good. Like, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a top 10 receiver in the league, but he's really good. And I think everywhere he's been their number one receiver, right? I mean, did he overlap with CeeDee Lamb?
He might
have been there at the very end.
But he was the one.
He predates Lamb.
Yeah, he was the number one, but then I think Lamb was ascending and they moved on.
He has like 7,000-yard seasons. You know what I mean? Like, he's a productive receiver. He's good.
Tell me if this makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the Bills got him for a really good deal.
Yeah.
I think Amari Cooper for a third-round pick, that's a good deal for Buffalo. Is he the kind of receiver? I think Drake May needs all the help he can get.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not trading 30-year-old Amari Cooper for Drake May in the past.
What's he going to be here for 2 years
shoot
his way out of town
like he's done
three other places? Like, I think Amari Cooper, he's like right on the line, but I think Amari Cooper is one where the Patriots should have done their due diligence. You call... You see what it takes. If it's going to take a third-round pick, is that worth it for New England? If he was going to be a real heist and steal, a day three pick or something like that, maybe. You call, you do your due diligence, but I think I would ultimately pass on Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Davante Adams, I would have called and I would have wanted. Some of the other names we've talked about, Ayuk, and I would have signed Calvin Ridley, and like they should be calling about T. Higgins. I want all those guys. Cooper, to me, because he shot his way out of town so much and because of the age, and you're going to have to pay him again, and he just isn't quite an alpha receiver. I think he's the first receiver that's come up that I would say no to.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you completely. It makes sense for Buffalo. It doesn't really make sense here because the third round pick, probably more valuable for this rebuild that the Patriots are in. And he's your best receiver on this team, but to what end? Davante Adams, even though they're similar age, that is different because I think he is so much better than Cooper where you could really... maybe get something more out of Drake May.
Yeah, that's an alpha receiver, like, whereas Amari Cooper is like a number one,
but you'd
rather have him be your second receiver.
Yeah. It's like it's not an ace, but he's the team's number one
Correct.
Starter.
Yeah, the five aces.
Yeah, the five.
He's one of the five aces.
He would be one of the five aces. No, I think the division got better yesterday. I think both of those teams, I think the Bills, already a playoff team, they kind of solidified that because they know they're still chasing Kansas City, maybe even Baltimore, the way things are going. And then the Jets just need to make the playoffs at this point and salvage their season. And it was one last swing at it. It was available. I saw, I think it was Bill Simmons was saying it was like a panic move. I'm like, panic move?
It is a panic move.
It's like, yeah, but they need, okay, fine.
Right.
Sure. Maybe he didn't mean it as a bad way. It's like, yeah, they're 2-4. They probably should panic a little bit.
They should. Exactly.
But I don't think it's a bad move because panic move insinuates like, that's a mistake. That's not a well-thought-out move.
Right.
What, getting Davante Adams is not a good idea?
Yeah.
For a third-round pick?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel
like it's a very good move.
I also feel like they've been thinking about it for like 3 weeks.
Correct.
You know,
they've
like,
been talking about it since the offseason.
They finally pulled the trigger, but
I think they thought it through. With Vegas.
Same.
I thought he was going to be on the Jets to begin the year. It didn't happen. Took 6 weeks, but he's there now.
So the team building to me is very interesting with Amari Cooper and Davante Adams and the rest of the teams in the division versus the Patriots and their receiver room. So will the Patriots take that step? Who's the kind of guy they should take that step on, and how do you find them? Because it probably has to be a trade. If it's not developing your own guy, and I got to be honest, I'm not totally out on Jalen Polk yet, but it doesn't look like they're on to anything significant there.
No, it doesn't, but they've taken swings, and we can joke about it, but on the roster right now is a recent second-rounder, fourth-rounder, and 2 6th. So it's not, you know, multiple ones and multiple twos, but that's just what they have. So you have four swings at it. So in 2 years from now, let's say, do you think Pop Douglas, Polk, Baker, or Booty is going to be a true top two receiver in the NFL?
No.
Yeah, that's not great because that's what they need. No, that's what they need. Then you supplement that because like all these other teams, like the Philadelphia Eagles, traded for A.J. Brown but drafted Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins drafted Waddle and traded for Tyreek Hill. So they didn't just settle on it. Hell, look at the Bears. The Bears trade for D.J. Moore. They draft Rome Odunze. They sign Keenan Allen. Like, they were super aggressive. Like, they didn't stop it. Like, well, we have the one guy. Like, that's not how you even do it anymore. We got the one good receiver. We're set. We have our Michael Irvin, or we have like our T.O. Like, no. You need to get multiple guys now.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, the Texans are another example.
Texans
had Nico Collins and Tank Dell. They went out and said, we're not good enough. We got to go get Steph Diggs.
It's a great point. So, like, unless you have Patrick Mahomes, every other team feels like they need two, three pass catchers. That's not even talking about what they have in the backfield or their tight end.
And you might have zero.
You're right now currently sitting at zero. You have zero of those players right now.
So it's a long way of saying and another way of saying we don't like the roster, we don't like the approach of the Patriots compared to what's going on in the division. And I'll add this. I think Devontae Adams is going to be on the Jets next year. Like, I know they only guaranteed the rest of the contract for this year, but, like, I think he's going to be in the division next year.
If Rodgers is on the team next year, he is. I think they blow the whole thing
up.
Well,
maybe. That's true.
I think there is that possibility.
I think Amari Cooper is on the Bills next year.
Yeah.
And so those teams got better today, which maybe you don't care about as a Patriots fan because you're a one-win team and the division's out of reach. They're better tomorrow as well. They're better next year as well, assuming those guys are there. So you're further away from contending next year in the division until you find somebody at that spot. 617-779-7937. How'd you feel about those trades that went down? How does it change things big picture? And how do the Patriots find their guy at wide receiver? We can also get to Drake May. I thought John Tomasi had an interesting column yesterday. Where would you take Drake May among AFC quarterbacks? Probably higher than you think.
I'll put my thinking cap on.
We'll get to that. We'll get to Bill Belichick, maybe getting a second chance in Jacksonville. Mac Jones, maybe getting a second chance in Jacksonville. We'll also talk a little baseball playoffs, Keith. The Yankees are leading the ALCS 2-0.
ALCS.
And it doesn't feel like anybody here in the city of Boston cares.
Crickets.
What does that say about the state of baseball in this city? Plus, it's Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to all of that right after Trending with Billy Laney.